Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to a special broadcast on Green Living Radio. I'm your host, James, and today we have an exciting story to share with you. We're here to talk about a groundbreaking sustainable housing project that promises not only to help reduce house costs, but also to give people more financial freedom in their retirement years. This project is taking shape in the beautiful city of Iringa, nestled in the heart of Tanzania. Iringa is renowned for its stunning landscapes and vibrant culture. Now, it's set to become a pioneer in sustainable living. So, let's jump right in and explore the details of this innovative project. Today, we have some special guests with us. First, we're joined by Joseph, a visionary architect behind the project. Welcome, Joseph.
Thank you for having me, James. It's an honor to be here.
It's our pleasure. Next, we have Michael, an expert in sustainable living and finance. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. I'm excited to share this amazing initiative with your listeners.
Joseph, let's start with you. Can you give our listeners an overview of this sustainable housing project in Iringa, Tanzania?
Absolutely. The project we're working on is a community of eco-friendly houses designed to minimize environmental impact and reduce living costs. These houses are energy efficient, using solar power and rainwater harvesting systems. We're also incorporating sustainable building materials, such as bamboo and recycled materials, to ensure minimal waste and maximum affordability.
That sounds incredible. Now, Michael, how is this project going to help people reduce their housing costs and enjoy a better quality of life, especially in their retirement years?
Well, James, the beauty of this project lies in its affordability. These sustainable homes are not only eco-friendly, but also cost-effective. By reducing energy and water bills through smart design and technology, residents will save a significant amount of money over time. This means they can redirect their pension funds towards other essential needs and enjoy a higher quality of life in retirement.
That's a fantastic way to promote financial well-being in the community. James, could you tell us about the community aspect of this project and how it's bringing people together in Iringa?
Of course. The project fosters a strong sense of community by design. These houses are built with communal spaces, gardens, and shared amenities. We're also incorporating sustainable practices like community gardens and workshops to encourage residents to come together, share resources, and support one another.
That's wonderful. It's not just about the houses. It's about creating a close-knit community that benefits from sustainable living. Michael, what can you tell us about the financing options for these sustainable houses?
Financing is a crucial aspect, James. We're partnering with financial institutions to offer affordable mortgage options with favorable interest rates. This will make it easier for people to access these homes and, ultimately, lead a more sustainable and financially secure life.
That's fantastic news for those who aspire to live in these eco-friendly homes. It's about making sustainability accessible to all. As we wrap up our conversation, could you tell our listeners how they can get involved or learn more about this sustainable housing project in Iringa, Tanzania?
Certainly. Anyone interested in this project can visit our website. We're always looking for volunteers and partners who share our vision for a more sustainable and affordable future.
Thank you both for joining us today and shedding light on this remarkable project in Iringa, Tanzania. We hope this initiative inspires you to explore sustainable living options in your community. We hope this initiative inspires you to explore sustainable living options in your community.